Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, acid fill my date. Acid fill my date. He's back. The dinosaur DJ is back with top two tunes.
I'm unmistakable DJ.
The ancient one. Jackie Bond.
Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Well, hi there, gang. It's Jackie Bond here once again with Let the Good Times Roll. It's wonderful to welcome you back, dear listener. I hope you can stay with me right the way and through till 9 o'clock. I've dipped into my bag of golden oldies and I've got a whole heap of records, probably a lot of them that you've never heard before on British radio. We're going to start off, though, with a killer, Jerry Lee Lewis with a Kris Kristofferson song, Me and Bobby McGee.
A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
Well, I busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Old Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rang. Lord, took us all the way to New Orleans. Pulled my old harpoon out of my dirty red bandana.
Nothing like a Jerry Lee Lewis song to get you rocking and rolling, and this show loves playing the Killers' music. Let's move over now from Tennessee to Brooklyn to a group called the Mystics. At one time, Paul Simon was a one-time member of this group. They had a massive hit with the song called Hushabye, and this song we're going to play is the follow-up to that. And this song was also a hit due to heavy play by New York disc jockeys. It's the Mystics and Don't Take the Stars.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now the sky is gray, dawn.
you say that you'll be mine? What good is life to me? Without your love I'll be alone and oh so blue. Oh baby, how I want you, darling. Take the stars, take the stars from the sky.
Let's stay in New York with this next group, Joey D and the Starliners. You remember, you might have heard them around the time the Twist was doing great big business. They had a million seller with a song called Peppermint Twist. And this record that we're going to play reached number 61, not that high, but in 1962 they were still going strong. And it's rumoured that one time or other in 1960, Joe Pesci was a member of the group. Anyway, it's Joey D and the Starliners. Let's get twisting, kids. It's What Kind of Love Is This?
What kind of love is this that makes me wanna jump and shout? I wanna know what kind of love is this that turns my heart inside out. It's that itchy twitchy feeling that I have inside, something overwhelming that I just can't hide. I wanna know, whoa yeah, whoa tell me, what kind of love is this? What kind of love is this that haunts me every day? I wanna know, what kind of love is this that makes me say the things I say? Well, I'm walking round and grinning with my head in the air. The people think I'm crazy, but I just don't care. I wanna know, whoa yeah, whoa tell me, what kind of love is this? Well, I feel like a man in outer space. I'm acting like a psycho case. Hey girl, stop this feeling. Look at me, you got me rocking in the room. Yeah, what kind of love is this? Ah, that shakes me up so bad. I wanna know, what kind of love is this? Yeah, my situation is sad. Well, I just can't understand it. It just ain't real. I know no one has ever felt the way I feel. I wanna know, whoa yeah, whoa tell me, what kind of love is this? 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 What kind of love is this?
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This DJ is 100% digital.
But he still loves a bit of fluff on his stylus.
Oh.
Steady on. Oh, dear, my age. Come all over in a flush. Okay, do you remember that Neil Sedaka song, Breaking Up Is Hard To Do? Well, this one's going to really cheer you up. This is Jive In Gene and the Jokers with the same song from 1959. But it's not the Neil Sedaka song.
Like
hard to do. Breaking up is sad and blue. Making up is the thing to do. Don't you know what I say is true? Like I told you once before.
Rockabilly time on the Jackie Bond Show.
Yes, it's that time again. And this time we got two really great rocking bands, one from Holland and the other one from Sweden. First up, we have Too Much Wine from the Cat Yanks. They read a really great album they brought out in 2002 live at the Sun House. And then Hurley and the Blue Dots, Swedish Rockabilly, comes from the CD of the same name back in 2011. And their song is called Rocking Daddies. So get on your bopping shoes, because here we go with some great rockabilly.
If we got that thing. just don't care.
Pretty old records coming up for you now. First up, we have The Larks with a song called Little Sidecar, released on the Apollo label back in 1951, one of many groups named after a bird. And then we have a couple, Sax Curry and Francine King. This is a song called Two Falls, which came out of the Checker label, which is a subsidiary of Chess Records of Chicago. And it was on their compilation of their New Orleans recordings, released in 2002, and the album was called Fumigate Funky Broadway. So I hope you enjoy it. First up, we have the Larks and Little Bird.
Baby, let me ride in your automobile.
your bad wrist and your horn wouldn't blow. Please, 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 baby, let me ride in your automobile. Cause you've got a good little car, baby, 2 minute drivers at your wheel.
Don't ride like no buggy.
A hard-headed woman and a two-faced man is the worst thing in this land. And she won't listen, and he ain't true. So ain't but one thing that anybody can do. That's move on and let them two fools alone. Her head is so hard, she can't understand why she's always wrong. Soon she put him down, cause one woman ain't good enough. He want everyone in town. Just move on and let them two fools alone. Say, fellas, how many times have you tried to tell a hard-headed woman a few things that everybody could see but her? And girls, don't it just be all how a man feel that he can lie and cheat and never get caught? Funny, ain't it? A hard-headed woman always thinks she's right, slipping behind a man when he goes out at night. A two-faced man thinks every woman's a fool, but he will soon find out every fool has been to school. Just hold on and let them two fools alone. Two fools, that's where they are. Two fools, that's all they are. Two fools, do you see what I mean? Two fools, worst I've ever seen.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And this next track is really, really cool. It's by Charlie Rich, the guy they used to call the Silver Fox. Now this guy has done everything. Rockabilly, soul, jazz, country, had massive, massive hits. And this is another side to his talent and is very, very cool. This is Charlie Rich and Let Me Go My Merry Way. Enjoy, enjoy.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I don't want you. I don't need you. Why don't we just call it a day? Disgusting,
disgusting.
Yeah. Leave me, baby, yeah. And let me go yeah. My merry yeah. Way. Cause every evening you talk about leaving. Don't come home till the dawn. But that's all right now.
useless anyhow.
Been to New York and Tennessee in this program, so let's move on over to Philadelphia. Philadelphia produced many teen idols, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, people like that, Fabian, and this guy was a big favorite of the teenagers in Philadelphia. His name was Billy Carlucci. He was a lead singer of a group called Billy and the Essentials. Came out on the Jamie label back in 1962, and the song is Steady Girl. Just typical of the teen pop songs of the early 1960s in America. That's right, we're taking you back now to Baltimore, another great city in the States. This is a group called the Lafayettes. Life's Too Short, isn't it just? It was their only hit, and it was taken from Lafayette Avenue in their hometown. There is seven in this group, and they featured in Hairspray the musical. The record came out in 1961-1962. As I say, it's the Lafayettes and Life's Too Short.
Too sweet. Every day of your life, child,
you gotta spend with me. Now let me tell you about Sally. Well, she's a really tough. And girl, you know about Emmy. She's cool enough. Oh, but life's too short to mess around. Don't you give me no stuff, child. And don't you put me down. Just a kiss and a smile. We gotta up and get married before my hair turns gray. I need you for real, baby. I've had my time to play. Now come on. Come on. Come on. Don't make me so blue.
Well, this record is going to take us way, way back. And it skips a bit, so I apologise for that, but it is a pretty old record. It's by a group called Gory Carter and his Hepcats. The song is called Rock a While. Now, some say that this is the first rock and roll record. It was released in 1949, even before the Rocket 88 of Jackie Brenston in 1951. It's a 78 RPM record, so it's a song you might hear on Kevin the Cat on a Monday night at 11 o'clock with Greg Butler. It's on the Freedom label. See what you think. Gory Carter and his Hepcats, and Rock a While.
Thank you.
One for all you lovers out there now, we know who you are. This is a record called For the First Time. It's by a group called Johnny Olin and the Blockbusters. He's famous for his appearance on that great film, great rock and roll film called The Girl Can't Help It. Came out in 1957 on Antler Records. It is, of course, Come a Prima, but we know it now as For the First Time. One for you lovers.
I'm in love.
great song that you've just heard is by a lady called Brenda Holloway. The song was called A Favour for a Girl. Now, she was a magic Northern Soul favourite. She had big top 20 hits with songs like Every Little Bit Hurts and When I'm Gone, had a long career on Motown, and boy, didn't she have a voice. Terrific. Brenda Holloway. Well, I think we've got time for a couple of more jivers. First up, we've got the Firebirds with a song called Time Keeps Moving On, and then the wonderful Glenn Glenn from Back in the Day and Down the Line. So let's give these two a spin. Oh no, wait a minute. That lady's just walked in again. What's your name again, dear?
I'm Lydia Graffiti, the tattooed wonder.
I thought someone had been scribbling on you.
Lydia is tattooed with the seven wonders of the world.
Yes, see here, the pyramids. Here, the hanging gardens of Babylon. And here, look, ancient Rome. What do you think of it?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Do right all the time, yeah.
Right, just one more before we start slowing down just a little bit. I'm coming home. It's Elvis Presley.
Well, it's so very hard to have to leave the one we love. And you get more lonely with each passing day. It's so lonely just sitting there and dreaming of that girl a thousand miles away. Yes, it's too lonely having just her picture here with me. And I know I just can't stand it anymore. I'm gonna leave right now and go back where I ought to be. Going home to the girl that I adore.
Listener, but before I go, I need to tell you about some magic news that you can now listen again to this show anytime here on cambridge105.co.uk. That's the website. All you got to do is check that website and look for the demand button at the top right hand side. Just check it out. Tell all your friends. You do not have to miss any show here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Right, let's move swiftly on. This is a nice young lady. Her name's Millie Jackson. She had some really big hits. This is a song called My Man, a Sweet Man. She came from Georgia. She was a Northern Soul favourite. 1972, this was, I think, reached number 2 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts.
Thank you.
Well, dear listener, I'm afraid that we've got to go. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's show, and I'll be back here in 2 weeks' time with some more super duper rock and roll. We're going to sign off with this one. It's by a guy called Benny King. He was a famous singer with the Drifters, went solo, had massive hits. And this is a song that was a hit for him. It's called Seven Letters. So until the next time, from me, Jackie Bond, take care. And I'll be back, as I said, in 2 weeks. Ciao, everyone.
My poor little thing is swollen. I'm tired of pacing the floor inside. Threw away our favorite record. It was tearing me apart. This is my seventh letter, baby, just to satisfy my heart. Monday I wrote and told you I was all alone and blue. Tuesday I wrote again, babe. I said I love no one, no one, no one but you. No, I don't. Wednesday I wired you a cable begging you to call. Thursday I sent the message. I said I was wrong and darling, please come back home. Friday I woke up crying, wet the step with a tear. Come that long, lonesome Saturday, I did the same thing all over again. Yes, I did. This is my seventh letter, baby.